Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Aaron Jenkins from Family First Home Care.
Thanks, Aaron Jenkins. Please stay on the line. Hello?
Yes, hello. Is this Ms. Hall?
Yes.
All right, Ms. Hall, this is Aaron Jenkins from Family First Home Care. I got an email that was saying that you agreed to have home care through Family First, private pay home care.
Yeah, but I'm trying to there's certain things that I want that Family Care is not going to be able to supply to me. Like, I need somebody to take me to the doctor visits, and they said that I can't have that. I don't have a car. I did have a car one time. Someone stole it. Like I said, I can't see, but, you know.
And
is any way that you, huh? Excuse me?
Would
you say?
Who'd you speak to that said that they could not transport you to doctor visits?
I don't know who the woman was, but she just said that the person would have to use their car. They couldn't use their car. They would have to use my car. So they basically can't take me anywhere. And I can't have that. I have to have somebody taking me places, like to the doctor. I need a personal assistant and to get like a couple groceries, like 5 to 10 items once a week. Can you do that?
Yeah, allowed to. I mean, see, private pay is different.
But a part of me don't really want to go through the agency. If I could get you as a private independent contract.
You're saying, okay. So when you have
very difficult.
When you go through an agency. Right.
I don't want to go through an agency because I don't want to have to, as far as my money, I don't want to have to be tracking it for tax purposes because I own a company and it's a 50 whatever the tax thing for churches, 501(c)(3). And I always wanted to have a personal assistant, you know, somebody that I could just pay, you know, on the, you know, like if you need like. If I need $200 worth of stuff done, I give you $200 and you just get it done, get the stuff for me and get and take me where I gotta go and that's it. Can you do that? That's all I want, you know. I don't want all this other, you know, if you can't do it then I'll just get somebody else. It's not like, you know, there are people that'll work, you know, and be glad to, you know, work for maybe $200 for an hour or so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying this is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for somebody that can take me to my doctor appointments, take me across the street to get a couple things, you know, cigarettes or a couple things from the Dollar General, food, cat food, that's it. Nothing, you know, complicated. I'm trying to simplify my life, you know, and it's like buy a friend. That's all I want, somebody that I could just, you know, make sure the trash goes out. And, you know, small talk, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm a friendly person, you know, and if you got to go, you go, you know, I'm not a sickly person. I'm very independent. I can do things on my own. It's just that I got glaucoma and they can't figure out why I can't see. And it shouldn't have gotten as bad as it did, but right now it's gotten pretty bad. Right.
Private pay allows for that, right? And one of the reasons is because it's not under Medicaid, under insurance. So there's certain regulations, yes, with insurance, but private pay does allow for that, for what you're requesting. When it comes to transportation, that is up to private pay companies. So I need to find out who said they couldn't, because it is allowed. The only difference is that when somebody's working under an agency, the agency is responsible. So, like, say if you're
I know liability and all that. Listen, I worked for the government for 36 years. I know all about bureaucracy and red tape and all that bullshit, you know, and that's what I'm trying to, you know, get past all of that, because I'm, you know, I'm a person that just likes to get it done and if I can circumvent the government, you know, it's not like I'm doing anything illegal. It's just that what I'm putting out is not going to be like a whole lot. I mean, it's not, it's just going to be like, I mean, it's not like, it's like a temp, you know, for a certain amount of months until I get the healing that I need, you know, for my eyes. And it's not going to be like long term. I don't need a caregiver, somebody that's going to be washing me. I don't need that. I know how to wash myself. I know how to get around in my house. I know how to cook. Like if I just said, could you go to the store and give me a bag of chicken wings and some cat food, Epsom salt, and that's it. You know, something like that. And you come, I give you the money. I give you the money for, you know, doing the job, you know. And that's what I'm looking for. I don't want anything complications. I don't want to have to sign some kind of service contract with another company because I don't know what they're taking out. I don't trust companies. Like I said, I've worked for government for 36 years. I had a high clearance, you know, so I know all about the bullshit. And I'm just not up for it, you know. I'm not. So if you're on, you're on. If you're not, you're not. I mean, if you want to have this as a side job in addition to what you're doing, that's fine. But I don't want to work through an agency. You know, that's the only thing. But like I said, if I could just buy a person to take me to the doctor, take me across the street, take me, I need to go to the bank because I need to get cash out because I can't use my cards like I used to because I can't see to read the numbers. And the magnifying glass is not working. And doctors don't know what's wrong. So.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at an impasse right now, and I need help, you know. And like I said, like the cat, like I need meow mix. You know, the cat is like constantly meowing because I'm down to the last morsel, and I can't get out because of the snow. And the guy next door didn't shovel my path. You know, we share the same landing. I'm 63 years old. He knows I'm a senior citizen. As a young guy, you know, a couple kids next door. Nobody's come over to ask to shovel the snow. It's things like that. And I have trash bags that need to go out. You know, I'm a female. I mean, I shouldn't be doing this. But unfortunately, I got myself, with my eyes, and that's the only thing that's I smoke marijuana, so, you know, I need it for my anxiety and for glaucoma. And I haven't been able to get to the doctor to get the marijuana card for the new year. You know, it's always been something, you know, so I was supposed to go Monday, I couldn't get a ride. I was using a cab, I had to go to Will's Eye last week twice, emergency and for just a follow-up, I had to use a cab company, and the guy's, you know, he's from Dominican, but he could barely speak English, and that's a challenge right there, you know, he's a sweetheart, but, you know, it's like getting through the conversation, it was challenging. So, this is what I'm up against, you know. And when I was up and running, I wanted to have a company where, you know, people could call, like a personal assistant, people around my age who don't really need, but they just say they can't drive anymore or they can't drive with limited driving and they need help. And this is what I was trying to do, but I was trying to get the funds and somehow I couldn't. Then I found out somebody was stealing my company and a whole bunch of other bullshit. So, you know, I'm like, you know, it's a lot of stuff going on, and my family, they kind of don't fuck with me, and I don't fuck with them. So, I mean, I have kids, but they, you know, they let their fathers, you know, influence their behavior about me, and they live, you know, one lives in St. Louis. He plays for St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, and my daughter, you know, she's going to be getting her veterinarian degree in May from Tuskegee. So, you know, I'm out of touch with them right now, but it's just temporarily, but they haven't called or checked on mom. You know, this is what I'm going through. So I'm right now trying to figure out what to do. So what are you thinking right now?
I'm forwarding the information to my HR people to see, in terms of the private pay, is there a way to allow. I do see
they're gonna probably say no, you know. They don't, well, because they want the business, of course, you know. And like I said, I'm not gonna be, I don't feel comfortable giving them my information because I've been burnt so many times, and because not paying attention and people trying to, you know, get one over on me and being my age and everything. So and I don't like giving out bank information over the phone. That's why I'm going to start giving people cash, because I don't like the Snapchat and all the other stuff. So this is what I'm up against, you know. So I figure, well, you know, I got to do it my way or no way at all. So, but you can check and find out. But like I said, if you want like a third hustle or whatever, a second hustle, I would love to have you, you know, I would give you the dollars, you know, just to get a couple of things for me. If you can't do it, recommend somebody who can, but I don't want to be tied to an agency.
All right, let me follow up. Let me see with my staff, and let me see with the private pay, because I'm usually
don't tell them too much. If you tell them too much, they're going to say, what are you trying to do? You know, they're going to probably tell you not to deal with me, you know, because if they can't deal with me, then why should you deal with me? That's the thing. But you should have a mind of your own, you know. I'm trying to help young people become entrepreneurs, not 9-to-5 people working for other people, you know.
Miss Brent, that part has nothing to do with me. Don't even worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
That part has nothing to do with me. I wouldn't be the direct care worker. I do a multitude of things in long-term care, and I'm a consultant with Family First.
That's good to hear. I'm glad to hear that, you know.
So that's wonderful. What I was going to do was come get the private pay contract signed today, because you're 15 minutes from my home. So that's what I was calling the schedule to do. I will forward them the information, because it sounds like it wasn't vetted enough to ensure. I do see in the notes where you spoke with Dina Aaron, and it did say that she spoke with you. She does not have a gender preference, and she explained that the caregivers cannot take her around their vehicle, but they can run errands for her on their own, and she understood. So I see where they did tell you that they can't take you in the vehicle, and that's usually through liability and insurance reasons. So they assumed, this was 2 days ago, they assumed that was fine, and now I'm calling you today, you're saying that's a key point in what you need. So that gets you to the point where you want to avoid going to agency. What I'm doing with them is letting them know that, and seeing if there is something that they have in terms of the private pay contracts. Can they add liability insurance to transportation? Because that's the entire reason. Like even home care under Medicaid, the reason that Medicaid has transportation services and home care companies technically cannot transport clients is because of the liability. You can sue Family First when that person on the clock, not that
everybody's active. Everybody's trying to avoid getting sued, instead of looking at the real problem. People need help. People need transportation.
That's why they have certain like Medicaid. See, under the Medicaid waiver, it's actually illegal through the state for home care companies to transport clients unless they have their own transportation service.
Yeah, but that doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make sense to me, you know. It's like, why, it's not help, you know. I need somebody to take me. I don't need
a transportation company or a service. So that's why Medicaid is different from private pay. So that's why you have Medicaid, you get what's called medical or non-medical transportation. And then somebody comes out and takes you to your appointments, and your caregiver can ride with you.
Actually, I know, but I shouldn't even have to pay for Medicare, you know, health, really. Because, like I said, I work for the government.
Well,
I work for the government, and it should be free. Well, I mean, although they cover my, you know, but only a certain limits, you know. But I was on a plantation for 36 years. And that's how I see it. It was a plantation, and any 9-to-5 job is a plantation.
So let me follow up and let me see what they have in terms of options of transportation under private pay. I know everything under the Medicaid bylaws, but let me see if there's anything under private pay that allows that flexibility, because private pay is not regulated by.
Even though I have insurance, I don't really want to use my insurance because it's too many restrictions. And, you know, I do better just pay it out of my pocket, you know. Just like I go to the doctor and they say, well, you know, you're the doctor. That just paid out of my pocket because I don't feel like going through all this, pulling out cards. And to me, you know, this whole system is sick. And it's a shame that, you know, we're like robots, you know, doing everything what they want us to do. Well, I don't want to get into all that, but I'm just saying that's just how I feel. And I'm just totally, you know, we need to do something. We need to make a change. there's got to be some kind of change in the system. We can't keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, and everybody's not getting the help that they need, you know. And so that's just my thing, you know. I like to minister to people about things like that, you know, just because people should have options, you know, and people sometimes don't know what their options are. You know, I had a page on YouTube called the Reinvention Queen, you know, after I worked for the government, and I was 58 years old when I retired. I was supposed to retire at 62, but I wouldn't take the COVID-19 vaccine, you know. So I had to leave. So, you know, what I'm saying is that, you know, it came down to that.
Okay.
You know, and it's just, I'm totally done. I'm done. So, like I said, if you're going to be with an agency, then I can't work with you, you know, if you're going to tie me to the agency, because I don't want to work for the agency. I don't want to have to give them my money and then they give you a percentage of it. And we're going to keep the other, you know, say if I say I want to give you $250 and they take $50 or $60 and give you to, you know, why couldn't they give you the whole $250, you know? So this is stuff that I'd be thinking about, you know, and I think the young people need to be thinking about it too, you know. So that's just how the system is still, we're on the plantation. We haven't gotten out of slavery, you know.
Well, let me get back to you. Let me contact my office.
Oh, yeah. Marinate on that. Mm-hmm.
And I'll get back to you.
Okay? Right. Even if you just right. Even if you just come by and just get some you know, give me some groceries and I'll pay you. That's it. No big deal.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Let me
talk to my folks and see if there's something in the private pay contract that allows for the transportation part. That seems like the main thing.
It is the main thing, you know, because like I said, I miss being out.
Yeah, let me do that and I'll get back to you.
All right, dear. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.